Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
How obedient must a Mormon be? Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. Obedience. It's the title of chapter 35 in the LDS Church Manual titled Gospel Principles. We are going through Gospel Principles a chapter at a time. And I want to preface our study in this chapter by making it very clear that as evangelical Christians, we certainly do not downplay the importance of trying to live a life which glorifies God by doing His will. I know that sometimes, because we live in a culture that emphasizes a lot of works, it can appear sometimes that we are downplaying the significance of works because we are trying to emphasize the importance of justification by faith in Christ's work on the cross. So let me put that to rest and let me be very clear that we are not at all trying to say that Christians should be antinomians and should just go about living any way they desire, because certainly that is not what the New Testament teaches. We're going to be looking at some paragraphs that are found on page 201 and that I think need to be discussed.
It says, Jesus answered the question when he said, quote, "He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father," end quote, and that's from John 14:21.
And as I said earlier, certainly if we love the Lord, we should want to keep his commandments. As we've said before, if a Mormon hopes to get the promises, he only receives them after he has proven himself worthy of receiving them. And what I mean by the promise, that is eternal life. Christians, we believe that we are promised eternal life at the beginning of our mortal walk in Christianity. We come to Him by faith, believing that He forgave us of our sins, and from that point forward, we strive to live a life that will hopefully glorify our Savior. Mormons get the forgiveness of sins only after they have proven themselves worthy.
It says in John chapter 15, verse 10, "If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love." And then Jesus says a little later in verse 14, "Ye are my friends if ye do whatever I command you." It says each of us should ask ourselves why we obey God's commandments. Is it because we fear punishment? Is it because we desire the rewards for living a good life? Is it because we love God and Jesus Christ and want to serve them?
You know, I've talked to many Latter-day Saints who will tell me that the reason they keep these commandments, because if they do not, they forfeit the desired eternal life that they seek. They forfeit exaltation. They forfeit being with their families. Now, we've talked about this before, but I have talked to Latter-day Saints who have answered just that way. They fear punishment. And that's why they are keeping the commandment, which goes back to what we've said before. The commandment keeping then becomes something that is selfish, not necessarily to try and glorify God, but it's because they hope to receive something from Him. The last paragraph at the bottom.
It says, "It is better to obey the commandments because we fear punishment than not to obey them at all. But we will be much happier if we obey God because we love Him and want to obey Him."
I'd agree with that totally.
Yeah.
Of course it would be better to obey the commandments because we love God and want to obey Him. But doesn't Mormonism come across as a mechanism that makes it difficult to do those commandments for that reason? Especially since you know in your heart, if you don't do certain things, you're not going to receive certain things. I would think for a Christian, it would be much easier to obey commandments of God out of a genuine love for God because of what He's already promised you as a believer in Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. The question that I want to ask, though, and I think is very important, how many commandments must a Mormon keep in order to achieve the promises that they seek? And I don't think a lot of people who would be reading this chapter, chapter 35 in Gospel Principles, would get a clear picture of just how much is expected of the Latter-day Saint if they hope to receive eternal life or exaltation as they understand it.
Yeah, I think it's assumed as far as all of the commandments. Page 202, underneath the heading, "We Can Obey Without Understanding Why," it says, "By keeping God's commandments, we prepare for eternal life and exaltation."
So that raises the obvious question. If by keeping commandments you prepare for eternal life and exaltation, how many commandments must a Latter-day Saint keep? Now, Mormon leaders have been very specific about this. For instance, Mark E. Peterson, who was a member of the Council of the Twelve, he died in the mid-1980s, he said, "Half obedience will be rejected as readily as full violation, and maybe quicker. For half rejection and half acceptance is but a sham, an admission of lack of character, a lack of love for him. It is actually an effort to live both sides of the line." Now, that was in the Ensign magazine, a conference edition. So this was a conference message he gave where he said that, and it was his message was titled, "We Believe in Being Honest." But it was also reprinted in a Doctrine of the Gospel student manual, Religion 430 and 431, 2004, page 48. The fact that that statement is in a correlated church manual makes it doctrine for the Latter-day Saint. Okay. Half obedience will be rejected as readily as full violation.
And the current leadership certainly holds to that. L. Tom Perry, an apostle in the church, in a general conference talk in April of 2013, said we must not pick and choose which commandments we think are important to keep, but acknowledge all of God's commandments.
And this is not anything new. Certainly this idea of keeping all the commandments has been taught for years in the Mormon Church. You go back, for instance, to Joseph Fielding Smith, who was the 10th president of the Mormon Church. He wrote the book Doctrines of Salvation. It's a 3-volume set. In volume 2, page 21, he says, "Those who keep the full law and obey all the commandments of God are heirs of full salvation in the celestial kingdom, the glory of which the Son is spoken of as being typical. These overcome all things and receive a fullness of the blessings, power, and glory of the Father." Now, he also said on page 41 of that same volume, "Those who gain exaltation in the celestial kingdom are those who are members of the Church of the Firstborn. In other words, those who keep all the commandments of the Lord. There will be many who are members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints who shall never become members of the Church of the Firstborn." Now, that sounds a little disheartening if you're a Latter-day Saint. He's making it very clear that probably many, if not most, who are members of the LDS Church are never going to see that blessing that they seek, that blessing of exaltation. The only way they're going to see it is if they keep the full law and obey all the commandments.
It's quite simple. It's straightforward, black and white. The Old Testament student manual, Genesis through 2 Samuel, Religion 301, a church manual, says on page 225, "Our Father in heaven is a being who governs by law. Nothing is haphazard or accidental about the manner in which he dispenses his blessings. If we keep the commandments, we receive the promised rewards. If we disobey the commandments, we lose the proffered gifts." Now, another quote from a current 70 is Bruce C. Hafen, who in the Ensign magazine, a conference edition, May 2004, page 98, says, "If we must give all that we have, then our giving only almost everything is not enough. If we almost keep the commandments, we almost receive the blessings." So, Bill, in Mormonism, these are the commandments, these are the covenants you make, just go and, as Nike says, just do it.
And that is, of course, the dilemma that many members of the LDS Church face, because when we talk to Mormons and we cite some of these statements from Mormon leaders on the importance of keeping all the commandments, I find that the great majority, almost 100% of those that I talk to, will admit to me that they struggle meeting that requirement. If they struggle meeting that requirement when I'm talking to them, do you really think that they're eventually going to be able to overcome those obstacles and start to keep all the commandments? Who's doing that in the Mormon Church?
Thomas Monson, the current president of the LDS Church, said in the Ensign magazine, a conference edition, May 2010, on page 66, he says, "Don't put your eternal life at risk. Keep the commandments of God." Again, sounds so simple, and yet when you look at all what the commandments that the church is telling you to obey, it's impossible.
And yet, how many times when we try to share the gospel of grace with our LDS friends and acquaintances, they always want to bring up this importance of commandment keeping. As I've said, that bringing up, for instance, Matthew 5:48, as if Jesus was saying that we have to be sinlessly perfect as our Father in heaven is perfect. And of course, no Latter-day Saint is doing that, but they do bring this up. I think it's important, Christian, when you're talking to your Mormon friend, that when you start to share with them about the gospel of grace and they do respond with this need to keep commandments, I think it would be important for you to ask, okay, well, if you're going to say I have to keep commandments, how many commandments do you think I need to keep? They will tell you all of them. Turn it around and ask them, are you doing that? And usually the answer will be something like, well, I'm trying. The problem is trying is not good enough in a Mormon context.
And unfortunately, Mormonism skews the doctrine of grace that we talk about all the time on this show, Bill, according to page 205 of Gospel Principles, where they say the subheading is the obedient gain eternal life. They quote D&C 14:7. This is what D&C 14:7 says. If you keep my commandments and endure to the end, you shall have eternal life. Which gift is the greatest of all the gifts of God? I don't see that as being a gift. It sounds to me more like a wage.
And I think also we have to understand that in its proper context, when it says, if you keep my commandments, that's always to be understood as keeping all the commandments, not some of them. You will never hear any leader in the LDS Church get up behind the pulpit in general conference and tell the people that their obligation is only to keep some of the commandments. If they are going to be truly obedient and gain eternal life, gain exaltation, it is necessary for them to keep all the commandments.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. As with most Christian organizations, Mormonism Research Ministry depends on the generous financial support of friends like you. If you like what we do and how we do it, would you consider helping MRM meet its financial obligations? Merely go to our website, mrm.org. At the right, you'll see a donate button. Click there and follow the instructions. MRM is a Christian nonprofit 501c3 organization, and your gifts are tax deductible. Not only that, they are greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support of this ministry.